Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello. Joining me today is Connie Cotherman, Marketing and Events Manager at McKee Botanical Garden in Vero Beach. The annual Water Lily Photo Contest is underway, with the winners to be announced June 16th. Tell us a little bit about the photo contest.
This is our 14th annual Water Lily Celebration, and the photo contest is held in conjunction with it.
Okay.
And we haven't had 14 photo contests. The Water Lily Celebration has been. This is probably about our 9th or 10th year for the photo contest.
Okay.
And it's free to enter. We do have a deadline of June 12th for our entries, and they have to be submitted at our administrative office here at the McKee Botanical Garden, and you are allowed to enter one entry for each category.
And there are three categories?
Three categories, right. There's okay. Color, black and white, and manipulated. And then we do have a separate category for our youth.
Okay. And youth are defined as?
17 and under.
Okay. And these are pictures of actually flowers in your garden?
That's correct. They have to be of water lilies or lotus taken at the garden in either 2017 or 18.
Okay. And so there's still time. If I haven't taken my pictures, I can still go do that.
Absolutely. There are some specific ways they have to be matted when you turn them in, and those are all on our website.
Now, why have this photo contest for water lilies and lotus? What is special about those flowers?
This is the time of year when they just start blooming, and there's so many different colors, and it's a photographer's dream. I mean, they're just fascinating, and the pictures that we get turned in are just amazing. It's just a special time of year, and it only happens this time of year. So we have a lot of photo club members who come out and take the photos, and then they submit them, and it's just a nice way for them to participate in a contest. It's more of the notoriety of winning it as compared to, this one, there's no prize. They just like to win.
Mm-hmm.
We have ribbons, but that's it.
Okay.
Now, this year, we held it in conjunction with viralvine.com. They also have one on their website and are doing a People's Choice for this same contest.
Tell me a little bit about McKee overall.
Well, I'm not sure how much you know, but we've been here. We originated in 1932. Back in the day, and we had live animals back then, and we were one of the most well-attended tourist attractions at the time through the 40s and 50s, because US 1 was the main thoroughfare mm-hmm. through Florida. But as Orlando started to grow and Disney came about and all of the theme parks, we were forced to close.
But you didn't stay closed.
We reopened in 2001. They sold off most of the property. It used to be an 80-acre plot land, and we sold off all but 18 acres. And then in 2001, a group of concerned citizens started to fundraise in order to keep those 18 acres for McKee, and they were successful. So we've been reopened since 2001. We don't have live animals, but we have award-winning exhibitions and special events such as the Water Lily Celebration throughout the year. We usually have, for the past 3 years, have had just under 60,000 people a year.
One of the things you mentioned is that it is very close to US 1, but whenever you walk back in the garden, it's hard to hear or even imagine you're anywhere near a busy roadway.
That is absolutely correct. It's all secluded back in there. The pathways are beautiful. We're also in the process of building our new children's garden, which will open next year in 2019.
A panel of three judges will judge the photographs on Friday, June 15th. But there is an opportunity for you to have a say as well. Those attending the Water Lily Celebration, held on June 16th from 8:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. at McKee Botanical Gardens in Vero Beach, will have a chance to cast a ballot for the People's Choice Award. You can find out more online, and of course, we'll have a link on our website, wqcs.org. This is Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello.